The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, everybody. I think this is the broadcast some people have been waiting for.
And I know you're itching to get going. So, okay, elections. Talk to us.
Okay, I am itching to get going, but there's a few things that I just want to make clear before the messages start. First of all, this is a non-partisan broadcast. I don't endorse any particular party, and I know that for many, many people, there is a lot of concern about the results. Like many, many, many Israelis, many in the diaspora are very concerned about the 14 seats and the gain of the far right by Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and their National Religious Party. I just ask people to remember that Israel is bigger than all of us, and we should still continue, you know, to talk to each other, to engage with each other, and work towards a better Israel. We don't know the final makeup of a government yet. Remember that from now, whoever wins, and it looks likely that it is Netanyahu, he has to go about forming a coalition government. And only when the government is done and dusted do we know where we proceed from here. There is a lot of speculation that Smotrich and Ben-Gvir will have positions as ministers. We've already had Axios, an independent but very, very reputable news site, saying that although it's unconfirmed, there are noises within the U.S. administration that they will not engage with Itamar Ben-Gvir, and a boycott of any kind of an Israeli minister by the United States is absolutely unprecedented. And these are the kind of things that whoever forms the government has to take into consideration. But let's get on to where we are sitting at the moment with seats. This is with 86% of the vote counted. We have Likud at 32, Yesh Atid at 24, National Religious at 14, National Unity at 12, Shas at 11, United Torah Judaism at 8, Yisrael Bitenu at 5, Ra'am at 5, Chadash Ta'al at 5, and Labor at 4. Failing to cross the threshold are Meretz and Balad. And we've already had one indication coming in from the National Unity Party. That's Benny Gantz, Gideon Sa'ar, and Eisenkot, that they will likely go towards the opposition. Ben-Gvir earlier today says that he intends to serve everybody, even those who hate him. But there are very, very real concerns about how this party managed to gain 14 seats in the government, especially since we had the highest voter call out. And there are some very, very real issues that Israel has to address. We have to address the issue of growing internal strife and internal divisions, and whoever is in power as the prime minister, that is going to be something that they are going to have to address, because this could have bearing on Israel's international standing to have a far right party in the government. So that is the reality. I was asked earlier today if I think anti-Semitism has any bearing on how Israelis vote. No, it doesn't. Israelis vote on internal issues, our economy and our safety internally.
And I like your wording just now when you said Israel is bigger than all of us. I so agree. Who do you think is likely to form a government now?
Well, it looks like Benjamin Netanyahu has the clear lead. His position now will be to go about the business of forming a government. Now, he has said that he wants to heal, internal divisions, and he wants a national unity government. But let's see what the horse trading, what those results bring in. And, you know, we can't speculate until we see it from there. And even if he does serve, he's a prime minister that will come into office. It looks likely that he's on his way to coming back to office. He is still a figure with a lot of controversy around him, a lot of legal controversy around him. We have heard from the current Prime Minister, Yair Lapid, who has instructed his staff to prepare for what he calls a very orderly transfer of power. So we know that when the final results have been given, that is when the current Prime Minister, Yair Lapid, will call Benjamin Netanyahu.
When do you think we'll get the final results?
We should have them later today, very early tomorrow morning.
As soon as that. Okay, and just looking at our message board, Karen is so glad the king is back. Yes, Netanyahu is back. And No Name is saying democratic, conservative, patriotic governments are the only way. Yeah, interesting. And today you were, Rolene, you were with the JNFSA for a very special event. So what was the special event?
This was a very, very special event, not just to the JNF South Africa, and thank you to them, but to South Africans both in South Africa and here in Israel. And it was to unveil a memorial plaque and plant a tree in the Lavi forest, very close to Kibbutz Lavi. There is a section in the Lavi forest that honors South Africans who have fallen in defense of the state of Israel. And today we honored somebody very, very special. We honored Eli Kay, so many of you loved so much, remember him so vividly, who was a lone soldier who served in the Israeli Defense Forces. He was Ole from South Africa who came here. He studied in a yeshiva. He served in the army. He then went on to work at the Kotel and then also in agriculture. And he touched so many lives, and listening to his father and his brother, I mean, if there ever were two men blessed with the art of the ability to articulate and talk to people, it's the Kay family sharing the impact that Eli has had on so many, saying that Eli was Israel and Israel was Eli in every aspect of the way he served, in every aspect of the way he lived his life, in the way that he touched people from all walks of life, whether they were religious or Jewish or not Jewish or secular or Arab, whoever they were, Eli touched them. And this was just a beautiful, beautiful tribute. And, you know, I hear the opinions coming in for the elections. And, you know, no matter what, we have to remember the Israeli spoken. But take the message from Eli that we are all a part of Israel and Israel is a part of us, and that has to be bigger than anything.
Absolutely. I mean, and Eli Kay was killed on duty, I think it was exactly a year ago. It was November last year.
He was killed November last year in a terror attack in the old city of Jerusalem. He was headed to his job as a tour guide at the Western Wall tunnels, and he was brutally cut down. But his legacy and his memory has spawned acts of mitzvot, acts of love, acts of solidarity around this country, in South Africa, and around the world. And it was a great honor to be there today with the JNF South Africa and the Kay family to pay tribute to him.
And we wish them a long life. And that was Rolene Marks with our Israel report for today. Rolene, same time, same place tomorrow afternoon.